Freilich and Chanukah, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Itocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas of Yehu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Le'ilui Nishmas Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Monoyach. On Chanukah, we think about the miracles of the past. And miracles of the past can be a very potent source of strengthening our bitochon. And when we look back at the amazing history of Klal Yisrael, and even more specifically, the amazing survival of the Klal Yisrael, together with our Torah intact, Torah as it was given at Har Sinai, and the Klal Yisrael's commitment and observing of the same mitzvahs and studying the same Torah, the same texts for 3,329 years, the last close to 2,000 under the most adverse conditions in all of human history. We have been virtually without a place to hang our hats, without a homeland, dispersed all over the far-flung corners of the earth, exiled constantly from one place to another, living under the brunt of persecution and annihilation and every attempt to destroy us, and to destroy our religion, to destroy our Torah, to destroy and forbid our mitzvahs. Some oppressors more out to get our bodies, other oppressors more out to attack our souls, as in the case of the Yevonim on Chanukah. But the situation has been truly, truly, truly something that is beyond anything that has been seen or known to mankind in all of history. And yet, Baruch Hashem, here we are today, surviving and flourishing as a people, and the people of the book, the people of the Torah, the same Torah that was taught to us by Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down from Har Sinai 3,329 years ago. In fact, they say that someone once asked Albert Einstein if he would want to meet someone from ancient history, and his response was he'd want to meet Moses and see if he really thought that his people would still be studying and observing the law that he taught them so many years ago. This is truly one of the most amazing phenomena in all of history, in all of world history, in all of Jewish history. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Hakdamah to Hasidus swears by his life that the miracles that have surrounded the survival of the Klal Yisrael and of the Torah in Klal Yisrael are greater than the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. But I'd like to focus for a moment not only on the Nes Chanukah, which in itself was a miraculous survival because the Yevonim were a superpower and they occupied Eretz Yisrael and they literally controlled our lives and had a massive influence on us and forbade all types of religious observance and influenced in so many different ways our people, and yet the terror survived. It was threatened to the core of its existence, and it survived. The Ramban attributes this to the efforts of the Chashmonoim. He says, "Il mole haChashmonoim, v'yenishtakach Torah mitzvus miYisrael." If not for the efforts of the Chashmonoim, Torah mitzvus could have been forgotten to Klal Yisrael. Now we know it will never be forgotten. The Torah says, "Lo yishochach b'pizaroi." But b'derech hateva, that's the danger that we faced. We faced the danger of destruction, of loss, of obliteration of Torah and mitzvahs from the existence of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, which at the time was, that's where we were located. And Hashem miraculously saved us. But besides that, this happens in communities throughout the millennia, throughout the world, to this very day. I travel a bit, speaking in different communities, and some of the most unlikely communities are today the seats of beautiful yeshivas, a beautiful kollel of limud haTorah on all levels, from highest levels to the lowest levels, and everything in between. And it's something that's a phenomenon that's truly the ultimate expression of Hashem's Hashkocha Fortis, that the ability that Klal Yisrael has had to be able to establish Moistas HaTorah, yeshivas, in communities all over the world, in some of the most unlikely, in many of the most unlikely places, something that's truly, truly beyond human comprehension and can only be understood as Hashem's Hashkocha Pratis, and it can only give us a chizuk of the protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers to Klal Yisrael to assure the survival of the Torah. I want to suggest that the Inyan of Bitochin and the helping the Balei Bitochin is really also a piece of the survival of Torah, because the Teres HaBitochen has to survive as well. And the Teres HaBitochen, the concept of Bitochen, the practice of Bitochen, the experience of Bitochen, has to survive in order for us to know that this is, as the Goyim says, the fundamental principle of the Nesinas HaTorah, Iker Nesinas HaTorah LeYisrael Hu, SheYivtechu BaHashem, SheYosinu BeElokim Kislam. And therefore, the Balei Bitochen have to be helped. The sugya of Bitochen has to be perpetuated. The concept of Bitochen has to be familiar and rogil in the hearts and the minds of Klal Yisrael. And to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs the same miracles that he does in the survival of Torah itself. But we see that. We see so many people can tell us so many stories and so many incidents of the power of Bitochen. And the truth of the matter is that the power of Bitochen emanates from the same source that the power of the survival of Torah emanates. The Torah survives. It's true that the Chashmonoim got credit for their gallant efforts. But the Torah survives because the Torah says, Lo yisi shochach mi pizaroi. The Torah will never be forgotten from the Zera Yisroel. The Pasuk in the Novi says, Ruchi asher alecho dvoyesh asamti v'ficho lo yemushu. Mi pichom mi pizarocho mi pizarocho me'ato. The Torah will never cease to go from one generation to the next generation. From now, the time of the Novi, forevermore. And this is the secret of our survival, because the Torah tells us. Well, the Torah tells us about Bitochen as well. The Torah tells us about the powers of Emunah and Bitochen, whether it's in Teresh Baal Peh, it's certainly in Teresh Baal Peh, it's in Shas, it's in Tanakh, it's in the Sefer Tehillim, it's in the Nevi'im. Tavid HaMelech tells us all about it from beginning to end. The Sefer Tehillim is full with this. This is part of Torah, and this part of the Torah will survive as miraculously as the rest of the Torah has survived. And when we ponder the miracles of Hanukkah, and we think about this amazing, this mind-boggling survival of Torah, and under such difficult conditions, we were not powerful, we did not have a homeland. We did not have permanence. We did not have large numbers. We did not have the strength of being collected or united in one place, dispersed throughout the world. And the Torah not only survived in one place, and the Jews throughout the world, but wherever there were Jews, there was Torah. There was a Beis Knesset. There was a yeshiva. There was a Sefer Torah. There was the public reading of the Torah. All of this hashgacha. And the same hashgacha we can feel it assures that the Bali Bitochen will also be protected, so that the sugya and the parsha of Bitochen remains as alive and well as it was Kinsinosu Mehar Sinai over 3,300 years ago. And especially on Hanukkah, when the focus is on the survival of Torah and Mitzvahs, when the focus is on the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim, what? A small family of Kohanim were able to drive out this superpower in order to assure that Torah and Mitzvahs survive to Klal Yisrael. And the burning of the Nair of the Menorah itself, such a miracle. Barely enough maybe for one day to burn, oil that burned for 8 days miraculously, sending the message that when it comes to Klal Yisrael, when it comes to the Mitzvahs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us with his Hashgacha Pratis. And when we look at the lights of the Menorah, and we think about the miracle that took place some 2,500 years ago, and when we think about all of the miracles both before and after that have taken place throughout the world, throughout the millennia, in order to assure that the Torah survives, Torah and Mitzvah survives, then any concept of the Torah, and specifically this concept of Bitochim, this V'ani b'chasta chobotachti yogeli b'bishvosefa, should be should inspire in us a tremendous sense of confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never allowed the Torah or the Mitzvahs to falter, and he will deliver too on his promises. And if he has told us, in the words of the great Meiri, that Habayteach Bashem, Ein Tricheles Shalei Mitzvah, one who trusts in Hashem, his hope will not be disappointed, then we can rely on that, because it's the same Hashgachas Hashem that has allowed the Torah to survive with the mitzvahs intact throughout the Doros. It's that same Hashgachas Hashem that will deliver accordingly to the one who puts his bitochin in Hashem. So let this Hanukkah be an inspiration to us to realize the extent to which Hashem involved himself in the minutest details for the survival of Torah and for the implementation of its directives and